Hey, Sketchies. This is a very special episode of Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show. It's from Season 2, Episode 20, Dirty Water. We got into a bit of a conversation with Keith about how he wanted to be a knight. We didn't have time to put it in the episode, but I did promise you all that we would drop it as a special episode, and I wanted you to hear it. Enjoy, and we'll see you next week when Season 3 starts.
Speaking to me personally, because I've been unemployed for about 3 months now, and more often than not, I'm thinking about how to become a medieval knight with my spare time. So yeah, like all the specifics.
We don't have time to unpack all of that, but could you say more about what it means for you to be a knight?
Yeah. So you, when you say more often than not.
More often than not.
So yeah, what are you thinking about most of the time?
Time travel or today? What are you?
Like, are you hoping? Okay, explain.
More than once a week, I guess. Like, I've Googled it. I do have something.
You Googled how to become a medieval knight?
I Googled how to become a medieval knight, yes.
Do you want to do such good things for so long that somebody gives you power and authority in their like fiefdom?
I don't want to be like that kind of knight, you know? I still don't get
if we're talking about portraying a knight or you want to be a knight.
Do you want to work at medieval times, Keith?
That'd be cool.
Or do you just want to stab somebody? Maybe with a big sword.
They'd have to deserve it.
Okay. So like Batman of medieval knights.
Okay, so a real knight. I'm getting a real knight.
Sure. Yeah. I wouldn't mind having like a lord to command me. Might be cool.
Like Keith. And what am I, Keith?
Yeah.
If not that.
Well, you are my queen. You wouldn't directly command me. I would there would be people in between to do that for you.
I don't think you understand the dynamics of this relationship. We can talk about that later.
Well, that's on me. I've failed.
Keith, I wish nothing but the best of luck for you in that endeavor.
Keith is still being really coy with the details.
Yeah. Here, right? What are you? Oh, yeah. You know what? We're doing this. Keith, looking in the mirror, you know, brass tacks, what do you want?
I don't deserve to give you the details of why I want to be a medieval knight.
We don't even know what you mean by want to be a medieval knight is the problem.
You still haven't explained it.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I want to train and do knight stuff. I want to be like, I want to like be a blacksmith and like learn how to ride a horse and do mounted combat.
Okay, so you want to learn the skills that a medieval knight would have.
Yeah.
And the hobbies.
Sure. Yeah.
And the hobbies.
Yeah, the hobbies. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, more now.
Do you want us to put you in touch with some folks at the Ren Fair?
If you know people, yeah. I guess, sure. I thought it would be like too late by now, but
well, maybe not this year. Max, this is your dream.
Okay, you know? that's fair.
You Google it at least once a week.
I've watched my show.
I don't deserve to be put in touch from people from the Ren Fair.
I've seen my share of Forged in Fire, and I think the skills are out there to be learned for the blacksmithing part, at least.
Forged in Fire. I guess maybe I haven't thought too much into it. I'd just be like, I'm enamored by the idea of being like a traditional, you know, in some court or other, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But when you say more often than not, I just want to clarify this.
Like, if you take a moment in Keith's life, any moment, any given moment, more often than not, I'm probably thinking about swords and halberds and, you know,
is it like being a specific kind of prepper?
A prepper?
Like a doomsday prepper. Like you want to learn survivalist skills, but also medieval weaponry.
I can't see a scenario in which a halberd would be useful in a doomsday.
Neither can I. That's why I'm asking the question.
We want to know what you want to do. What do you want to do with this stuff?
In the context of today.
That'd be cool. Sure.
What would be cool?
It'd be cool to have. It'd be cool to have those skills too. Also, along with being a medieval knight. I've taken up far too much time.
We are releasing this as a mini episode where we get to the bottom of tea.
The world needs to know.
Can we just write
and also
this
us,
down?
We would like to know.
As a sketch.
Keith, we all love you, we support you, and we want to see the best for you, and we want to see you happy.
We do.
Keith, we're just trying to pull together whatever resources and connections we might collectively have to offer you.
Yeah, like, I guess you just had a weld. I don't know. Do you want to learn how to weld?
Yeah.
Help
whatever,
us
man.
Help you.
That sounds cool.
But is that medieval knights?
It's not medieval, but it's metal.
Probably, yeah.
I think we're going to get an anvil for Christmas, so you can come over and work at the
anvil. If a knight were to exist in present times, they'd probably know how to weld.
Okay, so we are making exceptions for things that, like, knights would have had no way of knowing about, like welding.
I think that's a fair, like, yeah.
So do you want to get really ripped, Keith?
I mean, knights were probably pretty physically fit, so yeah. Maybe not like super like visually ripped, but just like muscular enough to
just
wield
touch
a,
what you touch. You have to fit into your armor.
Yeah. He doesn't need the definition. He just wants to be strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. And yeah, there's all sorts of different in shape that knights could have been. Do you think you know there's like a path to some sort of way you could make money being this person, Keith?
Probably. Like you said, medieval times is a thing. There's this thing called the Society for Creative Anachronism. I don't know if they have like paid positions, but like,
I mean, they're a society.
That'd be a thing to look into.
All right, I'm googling how to get knighted right now. That's enough.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a WikiHow about that. Yeah.
Do you want to be knighted?
Google it.
To be, I mean, like in an official ceremony, that'd be sick. Yeah.
Everything's like in England, though. I think you're gonna have to
move. Yeah, we don't have knights here. Mm-mm.
Do you specifically want to be a British knight?
German.
Okay, changing the Google search. Okay. God, how to get German knighted?
Germans don't have.
Yeah, the monarchy's gone.
Monarchy anymore.
Yeah,
So you do want to time travel, maybe?
Or the president? Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I feel like that.
You want a prime minister or a president to tap you with a sword?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. You could just join the military of any of these countries.
I guess I could. At that.
Problem solved.
I don't know though. Yeah.
Like, I bet.
I don't know. I feel like. I mean, like, joining the military would kind of imply that I would have to do stuff I wouldn't want to do. You know.
Yeah, knights famously didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Famously didn't sacrifice. Oh,
yeah, they didn't follow a strict code, a letter of law endowed to them.
Okay. Well, Keith, if you figure out some version of this that's realistic...
Maybe write a book where that happens.
Yeah, I'm thinking author is probably the best occupation for you right now.
Yeah.
Because this is a lot of great fantasy stuff that I think would be
purchasable in a book or a graphic novel. I don't know. It sounds great to be written down.
I just go on a journey and then I write about that now.
Yep. Write about everything you see, mainly so we can understand it more and support
That'd be
you.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank
it
you.
Would be.
That's good write.
You can also do things like learn how to ride horses and things without having a monarch like knight you.
Yeah.
If that's just what you're after.
Mm. Like you could do like being a samurai is pretty similar to being like a knight.
Yeah, extremely similar. Almost the same, in fact.
Those also don't exist anymore.
Maybe just take a fencing class.
Go somewhere and learn the skills.
All I'm saying is you don't need a king or queen to give you permission to live out your dreams. You can create that reality.
But also, Elton John doesn't know how to wield a sword.
Yeah.
Or Paul McCartney. I don't know. I feel like Paul McCartney could probably wield a sword.
No.
He's got skinny little dinkle arms.
No.
Dinkle arms.
Does he have little dinkle arms?
Haven't you seen his dinkle arms, King?
I have not seen his little dinkle. I was paying attention to the rest of him.
Go watch the Get Back documentary. He's never been that strong.
No, never.
Okay.
It's like a wet noodle.
Like a kid with a lightsaber could beat him with a sword for sure.
It's really hateful.
That's kind of like the idea of
Paul McCartney's a fucking joke. That's the end of it. Hey, everybody, hear that?
Yeah.
What? We've already been on such a journey tonight.
Seriously, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, dude.
It's weirder that he's been frozen this whole time.
Yeah. I'm frozen because I'm undead.
Oh, no.
Because they're cold. The undead are cold in their graves. And then, it's the ghostly Rift Train. And I'm the conductor of it. Hello.
Hey.
Are you prepared to be on the... Hey.
This is pretty spooky.
Yikes.
Keith, real quick. Can you go chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-boo-boo for me?
Who's Keith?
Mr. Conductor, I'm sorry.
Ah, that's right. Chugga, 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 boo, boo. Spooky Rift Train.
Beautiful.
It's fantastical.
Well, it's good to
you
have
can see through it.
It's good to have you here, Ghost Rift Conductor.
Thank you. It's good to be back within the amongst the living.
Yeah. Is it not fun amongst the dead? What's going on down there?
Yeah, tell us something.
They gave me the. I'm recently dead, so they're
they've
all
been
like,
hazing you.
It's like joining a fraternity.
It's a lot like that. Yeah. You know, I'm part of a train conductor fraternity, or I was when I was alive, and you know they had to do everything, the hazing, the tying me to the tracks, and you know pouring dirty water down my throat.
No. Dirty water.
It's like really dirty water, or is that a euphemism for something?
Like from a puddle?
Like a train side puddle?
Is there rain in the underworld? I mean, heaven? I don't know where you
are. Yeah, no judgment.
What's the cosmology here?
It's definitely the underworld. You can't run train tracks into the sky.
Everybody knows that.
Really good point.
I only go down.
Of course. But tunnels are train's best friend.
This is giving me real Hadestown vibes.
Oh, boy. Oh, Sorry, I'm just remembering the good old days of my living train conducting fraternity. Oh, those boys, they know how to have a good time. Anyways.
Do you happen to have a ticket in your ghostly hand?
What's this? A transparent ghostly ticket in my transparent ghostly hand.
Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Can you still read?
Even though I got my ghostly spectacles. Great. So I guess I can. Oh God, my jaw aches.
I know you're gonna keep going because you're so proud about it.
Was that
you're
the
so
real life
in your work?
Was that the real life person saying that, or like the fraternity hazed person saying that?
It was both.
Okay.
My jaw hurt a lot in that fraternity.
That's what I heard.
An oral sex joke.
100%.
Okay. So anyway, let me. Oh boy.
Bring it back down.
I need to get a glass of water. I'll be right back.
I don't think you understand the dynamics of this relationship.